At Exact Sciences, we're on a mission to outsmart cancer. Through our growing portfolio of genomic tests, we are helping to enable more informed, intelligent, and individualized oncology decisions. Insights from the Oncotype DX Breast Recurrence Score Test, the OncoExTra Test, and more are changing how cancer is treated for more than 1.5 million patients. See how we're enabling the next era of personalized cancer care at precisiononcology.exactsciences.com.
You belong in the wild, and we know you're seeking more than just a vacation. Wild Woman expeditions aren't just trips, they're transformations. Imagine trekking through Morocco's mountains or paddling in the Galapagos, immersed, empowered, and fully alive with a small group of supportive women by your side. Explore more at wildwomenexpeditions.com and join our community of adventurers.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor. I'm very excited because we have Catherine Myers here today, and she is an accountant, and she's amazing. She is part of our podcast community. She has her own podcast on our channel, and she is just an amazing individual. And today she wants to talk about accountability and how accountability could actually help bring you wealth. A lot of people think of accountability as a very unsexy word. They don't think about how you need it in order to be a success. And she has the written proof and the experience to show you how you could incorporate accountability into your life. And if you have it in your life, how you could actually make some tweaks and utilize it better so you could actually bring wealth into your life. Because it's very easy to 10x, 7x your income if you incorporate accountability into your life, if you stay consistent, and if you work with the person and you help bring all those tools into your life and make it a part of your business lifestyle, you could easily 7x, 10x your business. And I'm proof of that. So Catherine, I'm so excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And tell us a little about how accountability is so important and how it can actually bring wealth into your life when you're struggling or you're trying to build to that certain level and you haven't gotten it and you're getting frustrated, how accountability can make such a difference in your life.
Oh my gosh. Stacy, thank you. And thanks for having me back. You know, for your listeners, even getting this far after Stacy introduced the word accountability, I congratulate you because it's not exactly everyone's favorite topic. And I really believe, like we have talked about previously, the word accountability needs a PR team to overhaul it, y'all. I believe from the numerous amount of business owners that I have had a pleasure advising that to cash in on your entrepreneurial wealth, to really get the most value out of what you are doing in your business, you need accountability because that is the multiplier. And that becomes even more important, Stacy, as we're seeing right now the shift in the US economy, that we're seeing a rise in what I call W-2 breakaways, people who are leaving their 9-to-5 to start their own business. And COVID definitely was a triggering event, but we're still seeing that momentum carry forward into 2023, 2024, and I anticipate 2025 as well. And so it becomes a conversation about business planning. And the cool part about business owners is no one really likes a plan. Like business owners, no one really likes the plan. They like the results from the plan. And taking the plan and getting results, that gap right there, that is accountability. And that is what is so important for people to understand. Accountability is action. It's consistency. It is taking the plan and making shit happen. That's what we're all here to do, right? At the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. So that's a little bit what I want to talk about today.
I love it. You know, I think it's so important to have a plan. People don't realize, but you cannot begin without a plan. You have to have a trajectory. You have to create a plan. And then as you're going along, you could branch out, you can make changes, but you have to, I think really, you know, you can tell me if I'm wrong or if you agree with me. You have to have a plan, and you also have to really think about Where do I want to be in 6 months? Where do I want to be in a year? Where do I want to be in 3 years? Where do I want to be in 5 years? You know, some people, you know, can't look into the future, you know, but you have to when it comes to business. You really have to have an idea and a goal. I think goals are really important. Say, hey, I want to be a millionaire by the end of this year. And what am I going to do now? I have to close my eyes. I have to write on paper, you know, or figure out some way where how can I take my business and how can I 10x it into $1 million where I am today, you know, and how do we incorporate accountability into that stream?
Yeah. Being a millionaire by the end of the year, it sounds like you got this big elephant on your chest. Like that is a lofty goal for people who are struggling to make their first 100K or their, you know, fifth 100K. It's so much harder to make a little amount of money, but once you break through those barriers, things happen. So depending on where you are in your journey, going from zero to a million, know that you're at the starting gate and you've got a lot of, you know, the elephant is full size at that point, right? And rather than having the approach of, I want to be a millionaire by December 31st and going, oh, that's going to weigh so heavy on me, having a plan of what you need to do, sitting down and being real honest of, okay, if I could pull out a magic wand of this list of everything that I have, yes, if I could take that wand and I could magically do two or three things on here and it would just be game changers, identify what those are and make those your 90-day sprint. That's your 90-day sprint. You've already identified that you have this huge laundry list. You have triaged the most important ones that you know, like, if I can just get that done, I'm in it, baby. Getting that really harnessed and then doing just a 90-day sprint. Everyone can be good for 90 days, Stacey, right? Like, I cannot eat cake for 90 days, right? I can't not eat cake for a lifetime. That's unrealistic. But for 90 days, I can be pretty damn good. Same thing that comes to your business. And you might not agree with this, Stacey. I don't believe that business and personal are separate. I believe that it's business, it's personal, it's financial, it's all of that wrapped up together. Because as business owners, how many of them have the laptop and the cell phone at the beach? You know,
yes,
it's just who we are and it is our DNA. So, you know, if you want to be the millionaire or if you want to have another line of business or you want to sell your business or you want to start a business or you've decided I want to, you know, do a side hustle or lose weight, whatever it is that you've got going on, not just in business, in finance, in your personal, start with the big ass elephant plan, right?
Yep.
And make it bite size in 90 days.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, I think it's good to like have one big goal in your head and then to break it down in 90 days, you know, like, where can I be? You know, can I do this in 90 days? You know, what does it entail? You know, and really thinking about the important things that you need to do, I think, in order to get there, you know, and really, and also I think too, with accountability, looking at your plan and seeing what's working and what's not working and what do I need to take out? What do I need to add? Because a lot of times people, you know, they're so used to, I think, of the old ways that they don't realize that things have changed so much that their accountability, their plan might need some tweaking and they might need some change in order to be able to really skyrocket to that goal that they want to achieve. What do you think?
I agree with you. And I think that's where the 90-day, you know, window really comes into play, because usually when you're starting a new habit or when you're starting a new initiative, it's not instantaneous. There's no Ozempic that makes you a size 2 the next day. Okay. Like that just doesn't happen. 90 days is a long enough time where you have invested, you've really made it meaningful. You can see the results, traction. Now, I'm not saying like, if you see it's disastrous after 1 month, continue it, but that's where those 90 day brackets of time give you that flexibility to say, and if that doesn't work, I'll try something else new in this next quarter or the next season that's coming up. It gives you that flexibility to change and to pivot. Business and life moves so fast, Stacey, so fast.
It really does. Now, if you had to give some people some tips, or some advice, what would you say, you know, in those 90 days they should start doing? Like, how should they start their accountability? You know, how should they start their accountability plan? Like, what do they need to start doing to become, you know, a success, to become, to start gaining some wealth in their life, you know, or increase their wealth? You know, what is entailed in that accountability?
Yeah. Well, before you can even plan, you got to get real clear with that person who stares at you in the mirror. You got to get real clear with that person. And mm-hmm. you've got to sit down and identify first the scariest thing someone by far can ever ask you. What right. do you really want? Mm-hmm. What do you really want? Right. Okay. Because you have to really want this. And so do you want to have a lifestyle business where you're moving and a grooving, you're making good money, you are having a great time doing it, you're building a team, but when you decide to hang up your hat, you know, the business will dissolve. And that's okay. That's, you know, that is a, that's where frankly most business owners are at, you know. Or you have to decide at the onset of, I want to build a business that is a cash center for me, that I can be independent of the business. I can be on a beach in Brazil. And guess yeah. what? I'm still getting the full benefit of that business. And right. when I hang up my hat, I will be able to transact that business to the next generation of leaders who can take it and take that and take it to the next level. Those business owners are typically rewarded much more in their wealth. And there's no good or bad either way of which route you decide to go, but it does make a huge difference on how you're planning and how things are going to kind of fork in the road from there. So, you know, in the world of business, we call that the lifestyle business owner or the value creation business owner. Just being yeah. clear right off the gate is what you need to know. And, you know, the cautionary tale that I'll give you, Stacey, is the national average right now is only 3 out of 10 businesses that go to for transaction or for selling, including family businesses. You're not immune if you're family business. Only 3 out of 10 of those will actually make that transaction happen. So know that which path you decide to walk down, it's a totally different journey. Not good, not bad, totally different journey. So then once you kind of get to that, what do you really want? And you're super clear, you're going to want to then identify the things that your company or you do best in class. Like, I am a badass at this. No one does it better than me. I know that my company is awesome. I am best in class in these items, whatever they might be. It might be I'm best in class in marketing. I am best in class in accounting services. I am best in class at, you know, employment law, whatever it is that you are best in class in, really identify those items. And from there, you got to start poking holes in the rest. What are you mm-hmm. not best in class in? How would you look at that as a business owner looking to acquire a different business, taking yourself out of that emotional toll? Your business is not your baby. Your business is the vehicle for your wealth. And you have to start looking at it like that. Right. And then you start walking down this path of, you know, looking at what I can do to be protective of my business, be protective of the things that I'm best in class in, or yeah. de-risking those things. So it's not sexy, but again, we go back to that accountability of, do I have the right insurance personally, right. professionally? If I'm going to transact my business, should I consider Keyman insurance, making sure that those who are so ingrained and enmeshed in my day-to-day operations and the wealth of this business that when they transact, I want to make sure they're taken care of. Do I've got, you know, employees are like the riskiest thing you can have in your business, y'all. Like, when was the last time an employment attorney read your handbook or went through your guidelines, policies, and procedures? Are they being followed by everyone? It's going through and playing whack-a-mole with all of your risk. And that's where you start. We haven't even gotten to the part where you're making a business plan, y'all. We're just going through the housekeeping of what needs to be happening when you're looking through your business from the lens of, this is wealth generating for me. I'm doing this to generate my wealth and to mm-hmm. enhance the value of this business so I can earn more freedom as an individual. So it's a lot of things. As business owners, we're spinning a lot of plates. Often those plates are also have like fireballs that we're also juggling while picking up the kids from school, making dinner. Oh, I don't know, trying to be a spouse and I got to go get my roots covered because I got grays. We got life going on everywhere, right? So we're talking about an integration of a lifestyle, taking that plan, making actions happen, getting your standard operating procedures memorialized, followed by everyone. Like, that's not Ozempic, baby. That doesn't happen overnight. You got to do it. But, you know, we're just going to make a list and we're going to tackle things as we go. And I would say the most important part of this plan is that you name a quarterback of it. You name someone who can help you really make sure from this perspective that we're sticking to the plan. We've got everyone invested who is around the plan. We're celebrating the milestones of the plan. When we win, we want to celebrate really hard. That's what we want to do and ensure that, yeah, you've put this plan on a page, Stacey, you're doing the housekeeping work, but you need a third party or someone even internally to be dubbed that quarterback, that person who's making sure that we're getting the results that we wanted to garner from the actions that we are doing throughout the business.
100%. Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. I think all those tips and tools are 100% needed in order to reach success. I think people, you know, really have to really start outlining and start really thinking through where they want to be, how are they plan to get there, you know, and really start putting it into action. You know, they really need to take, you know, their ideas and jot them down and really create a plan on how they're going to get there. You know, how can I make this goal a reality? You know, how can, you know, what can I start doing? You know, and like, I like what you said, where you take, you know, look at what you're good at, you know, and then, you know, and utilize those tools, you know, and anything that you're not good at that you need in your business, you could delegate to others, you know, and that's what, you don't have to do everything. You know, there are some people that try to do everything, but we're not all good at everything. You know, there are people that I delegate stuff to that are so much better in other things than I am, or they do it so much quicker. Why am I going to spend 7 hours when I know someone else can do it in an hour and a half, you know, because they're just so good at it, you know, and their results will come out much better than mine, you know? So, you know, when it comes to business, it's important to, like, you know, not try to wear all the hats, because sometimes I see a lot of business owners, you know, they're trying to be accountable, but they're trying to do too much. And I think that's where a problem really starts to occur, is when people are starting to try to do everything, and you can't do everything. When, first of all, we're not good in everything, and there's not enough hours in the day. What's your intake on that?
I am firmly in the camp of you should get paid your worth for everything that you do. And, yeah, you know, I work in the world of accounting to some extent. It is not a benefit to my clients for me to do your bank reconciliation. That is not a benefit. That's not the highest use of my time. That's not the highest and best use of what I can bring value to their business. It is work that needs to get done, but it doesn't necessarily have to be done by me personally, because there's other value that you can bring in. As a small business owner, when you are just starting out, you're like, I'm doing everything because I don't have two nickels to rub together, right? Like, I'm just going to figure it out. I'm going to little red hen this. But when we are doing that calculation, like you have, Stacey, of is my time worth it? Can I pay someone and they're going to have it done in an hour and a half versus 7 hours of my time? In those 7 hours, can you go and close a new deal? Can you go and invest into your people and give them training? Can you yourself go and get additional training and double down at what you're good at? What can you do in those 7 hours that is a return on investment to you to get paid your worth? That is always the question, is, am I doing this to get time back, which is why you would hire an advisor or hire someone to do things for you? Am I doing this because I want to learn that skill? That's not always a bad reason as well. You want to learn it. That's right. Okay too. But you got to be real clear of, am I getting paid my worth when I do this?
Right. And I think also too, when it came to accountability, I think some people don't realize how important their time is. That 1 hour that, you know, I think if you have to really prioritize your time, is that, you know, the things that are making you money, you should put on top of the list. The other stuff should be on the bottom of the list, even though you might want to get those things done and you like to do those things and you feel they're important to the business. Are they bringing money to the business? And if they're not bringing money, you know, with accountability, you should put those things on the bottom of the list. And you really should be focusing on the things that are bringing you money. And then later on, you could do those things. And if those things are bringing you money, you could delegate those things to other people too.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, when you delegate things, that's where people have a hard time because they're like, well, I delegated it, but it didn't get done. Or I delegated it, but they just didn't know it. Or I can't delegate it because no one can do it as good as me. I can't delegate it because it's my name on the business. That right there is key identifiers that you are a lifestyle business owner. When you have made yourself such the center of the business that you can't step out, you are the business and you have interwoven yourself. That's a choice that you have made. So if you're happy with that choice, know like that's we're in it and there's nothing wrong with that. But if that kind of rubs you the wrong way, wait a second. I want to be able to leave my business for a month, but have income that is still coming in.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's where you want to start making that shift of, well, that's why delegation has not worked for me. I have not empowered the people to do so. I have not removed myself. Dave Ramsey is a perfect example out of this. Doesn't matter if you like Dave Ramsey or not, doesn't matter. But
Yes.
Dave Ramsey was the brand. He is the brand. But then over the past several years, it's now turned to Ramsey Financial, and now his daughter's in it. And now you have all these other spokespeople in here, and he actively tracks the revenue that used to be just tied to him, Dave, versus all the other advisors that he has now because he understood I've got a lifestyle business. If I cash out right now, I'm going to get liquidated value. But if
Yes.
I can raise up other people and I can exit my business, it goes on, and I have more than just a little bit of mailbox money from my pension. That's a perfect example of an owner who had to do that paradigm shift in order
Yes.
to get the maximum value out of their business. So what do you think about them apples?
You know, I think you're so right. And I think a lot of people, they do think, oh, no one can do it the way, you know, the way I do it. They're not going to do it the right way. I hear that so much. And maybe it's because you're not picking the right employees, or maybe you're not training them the right way. Or maybe, you know, you're not getting your point across, or you're not hiring people that are goal oriented as you. You know, do they have the same goals? You know, do they have incentives that are going to make them want to work really hard, you know? And, you know, and then training them exactly what your expectations are, and not being so much of a person that's telling them what to do, like a boss, but basically be a mentor, you know, and really get your, you know, really explain your expectations and what you want done clearly, but do it in a way where they feel that they are worthy, you know, and they are making a contribution to this company. And, you know, that's going to even make them more motivated to want to, you know, work harder for you. You know, I think that's, you know, because at the end of the day, you can't run it all. And people who think like that, you know, they're just going to get burnt out. And eventually they're just, you know, and is the business going to fall because they're falling? You know, are they getting so burnt out that they're foggy, they can't really think, they're always stressed, you know, they have that, you know, what's that upside down frown that they call, you know, it's just the it's so people who are always like stressed out, they have a certain look on their face. And after a while, you get those little wrinkle creases and it looks like a sad face, you know. And there's a name for that, but it's really funny. But, you know, and it's because they're stressed. they're stressed, you know. So how do you unstress yourself? How do you revamp your company or business so you could actually rely on others? And, you know, and don't blame it. It's on the employees. You're the boss. So if you're the boss, you're the mentor, you have to really, you know, hire the right people. And it's not always easy to hire the right people. I hear that also, you know, people, that's the number one complaint, is finding good employees, you know, to work for you. But if you have one or two really good employees, you know, that can help run the show, you know, and you can eventually, you know, find the right ones to work with. But you really need one or two strong ones to help you hold up the fort. And if you can find those one or two strong ones, you know, eventually, you know, you can work with what you have, you know, but really have to, communication is key, and expressing your goals, I think, is key too.
Yeah. And one of the challenges that I see with business owners when they're managing their human capital, because that's what that is. You're managing your human capital, the people who are helping you do the thing in your business. You are the manager of that capital. It's very hard to have a conversation of what got me here might not get me there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard. You might have someone who was working in your garage with you side by side, has helped you earn that first million, and now you're looking to get to that next 5 million, and you look at that person, you're like, I don't think they got the distance in that. That's hard. And to make those really hard calls is welcome to business ownership, baby. That's what this is. So having and managing your people and the expectations, you know, yes, delegate, but managing those expectations, managing the results is on you as the leader, and ensuring that your team is as strong as it can be to get to the next place. Because your team should be working ahead of where the business is. And if you've got people falling behind in that mission, it's like you're leaving behind part of your ability to go forward. And there's lots of people who are fantastic at startup. There's lots of people who are phenomenal at big corporate. And there's a lot of people who are phenomenal in between. No matter where you are in your business journey, you might need a different crew to get you there, and that's okay. And sometimes it's the same crew that was in your garage helping you. That's okay too. But it's that self-assessment of, you know, don't fall in love with your investments. Okay. Your human capital is an investment. Are you getting a return on investment? I know that sounds a little harsh, but I really want people to look at their business in that framework and in that mindset, from that lens where we're talking about your personal wealth. You are making those dollars go into your business. Are you getting the return on investment? And if not, guess who the investor is that needs to make a change?
Yes.
That damn person in the mirror again, Stacey.
Exactly. 100%. 100%. Because you can't do it all. There's no possible way. You really have to really start looking at, you know, who are the people around me? What are their goals? You know, are they, you know, do they have what it takes? You know, like you said, you know, the owner might want to go up to 5 million and the person right next to them was, you know, they made it to 1 million, but maybe they don't have what it takes to make it to 5 million, you know? So then what do? You know, and then, you know, and really thinking about who you have around you, because the team you have around you, you know, play that environment, that energy is going to affect the entire business. So you really have to really look at the people that you have hired and make sure that, you know, they are all on the same energy level, the same page, you know, because when you have people who are not, you know, it rubs off. It could easily rub off on other employees. And an employee that was all gung-ho, when they're next to a negative employee that just, you know, is just up and down, up and down, up and down, you know, that's gonna affect the other employees, you know, eventually, sooner or later. And they might not be that 100% employee anymore, because you got people in the office that aren't with the same goals as you are. So, you know, you have to really look at who you have in the office and not take it personally, but you're running a business and you're investing in this business, and you're investing capital, and you want to receive wealth. You want to receive profit. So you really have to look at all these things and really take it seriously. And then, you know, and I think that accountability and really, you know, looking at, you know, having that goal, that structured plan can get you there.
Yeah. And when you've got an employee who is not, I love the word that you used, in the same energy as you, that's a big problem. It really is. But you don't have to be mean or nasty about it. You don't have to walk into their office and say, you don't longer support me in my dreams. You're out of here. Like, yeah. I really acknowledge that they were a big part of your success framework and acknowledge that. And then after, you know, the biggest, scariest question that I can ask a business owner is, what do you really want? The next big scary thing that I can ask you is, and have you shared that with anyone? Mm-hmm. Vulnerability unlocks a lot of those conversations. So being able to take that employee in this instance and say, you have been so important to me in my framework. We would not be here if it was not for you. Eternally grateful. You are amazing. Here's my plan for the next phase and the next stage. Here's why I'm making that plan. How do you feel about that? And often it will either change, they will have a paradigm shift and they're like, I'm in it, baby, let's roll. I'm so glad that you shared that with me because I didn't know what we are doing. Or they will self-select to not go with you on that journey. But right. You got to be vulnerable about it and make it that I want you to be a collaborative partner in this. And you would be surprised how many people will self-select to not go on, which is freedom. For the business owner and for that employee of, hey, we're not in alignment here. Let's make this transition happen. So even when you find yourself going through those difficult moments of, I've got a plan. I can't get all of the people on the same plan. You can get everyone back on. It tells you really, really intuitively, I've not been as vulnerable. I have not communicated as much. And I have not allowed people, I have not opened the kimono for people to really identify with what's going on and give them the freedom to tell me if they're on board with that or not.
Right. Exactly. And then communication is key, especially when you have more than one employee. You know, you really have to have good communication. Even if you have one employee, you really have to have good communication and have your expectations laid out on the board and really explain, you know, what you need done. You know, sometimes people, you know, they tell people what to do, but they're not going into detail what exactly they need to do. So they're kind of going in it with a half hat, you know, and they're just like, you know, they're trying their best. But if they don't know, if it's not really detailed and explained to them well, they're not going to understand and they're not going to be able to do 100%.
Yep. Also, the quality of the talent that you surround yourself can play a big part with business owners who are enjoying that lifestyle that, you know, I am the business. You know, when I hang up my hat, the business also dissolves. Another pitfall that we see is that they will surround themselves with advisors and employees who are operating a notch below where they are, because there's this fear of losing control and not being in command and not having the world centered around you. Those who opt to do a more value-centered business where they're like, hey, I'm gonna make this thing as valuable as possible to really maximize my wealth. That is what really matters to me. That's the vehicle that I want. Every room that those business owners walk into, they strive to be the dumbest person in the room. And that lifts, the high tide lifts all the boats, and they understand that. So again, if you are finding yourself in that conundrum of like, I'm misunderstood, people don't understand, I'm so frustrated, when I delegate things, nothing happens. Have you really communicated and surrounded yourself with the right people who can raise that tide? Yes. And if that's not happening, you got to look in the mirror and really decide, okay, is that what I want? I need to make a change. Or was that a moment? Was that just a moment that I had? If it was a moment, that's okay too. And it's okay to have moments, but you got to be clear.
Right. It's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's 100% true. Because sometimes you do have moments and, you know, and sometimes it is the way you're doing things too. And you have to realize, you have to take a step back, because we do have our days where we're really hard on ourselves. And then, you know, and then we have to really think back at, you know, look at all the accomplishments you made from, you know, from when you started to maybe the beginning of the year, you know, to now, you know, and give yourself a pat on the back. Because I think sometimes a lot of people will focus on what's not working, and they forget to focus on what is working, you know, and you have to always really keep in mind what is working, what's not working. If it's not working, don't think of yourself as a failure. just nix it and figure out something else. You know, what's plan two? You know, or maybe I just focus on the things that are really working and I just branch out around that, you know, make, you know, and maybe create services around that, or maybe, you know, focus on, you know, different ways to promote those things and, you know, and whatever the case may be. But, you know, really looking, understanding your business and really understanding what's going on and, you know, really knowing what's going on, because sometimes people are in a business and they are clueless to a lot of things that is going on.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes they are very clueless about what's going on, but not just your business, your personal life and your financials. It is all life that's jumbled up together. You know, I've met many business owners who knew they were awesome business owners, but then you look at their, you know, personal and their financial life, you're like, oh my, disaster follows you. It's like a hurricane. I believe that it's got to be holistic in what you're doing, and you've got to really be clear of why you're doing that. You know, do you want a beer on a boat on Tuesday afternoons in your 40s with your spouse? Yeah. Do you want to work until you're 70 because you enjoy what you're doing? You got to really get to that. And, you know, once you get to that point of I've identified what I want, I'm going to make a plan to get there. That accountability factor is really that pathway. It's the journey from that idea and that plan to really tasting those results and reality. And just like a diet, like if you do it for 2 days, like I can eat a salad for 2 days, I will not be a size two at the end of it. If you make this plan, you got to commit to at least doing it for 90 days, unless something catastrophic happens. That's right. That's the exception, not the rule. You got to be consistent. I'm sure you found this out, Stacey, when you started podcasting. Like, I'm sure your first one didn't go viral. Like, I mean, how many podcasts did it take before you were like, oh, yes?
I actually think I redid it about 5 times. I redid the branding, the style, I made changes and you know, you're like, oh, this is not working. This is not how other people are doing it, you know? And really, I think that too is when you have a business and you have accountability too, is also look at your competitors, look at the people around you. You know, what are they doing? What are you not doing? Are you doing it wrong? Because if you have all these people who are doing it a certain way and they're doing really well, and then you see yourself doing it completely different, you know, let's take a step back and see, okay, you know, how can I be accountable? How can I change some things? And how can I, you know, make things in my own industry better, you know, my own business better?
Yeah. Yes. Keeping up with the Joneses though can be dangerous. It really can be. In the world of what we live in, people are on social media and you only get the highlight reels. Yes. So, you know, also being really careful of, yeah, that might not be the way that everyone's doing it, but why is it, you know, am I doing something that is so unique? No one else has done this before. There's a market for it. So not just identifying, you know, what am I not doing, but why? Why is that? Is it meaningful? Is it intentional? Or is it just like, I didn't know any better. Like, I got to figure that part out, because not knowing any better, we all are kind of making it up as we go along, flying by the seat of our pants, trying new things. No one came out of the womb knowing how to edit a podcast, right? Like, it's all learned stuff. So also asking that, why is that different and unique? Is that a positive? Is that a negative? Is that I don't know, but I'm going to keep going until I find results and measure it. I don't know. That's a good question to ask too, Stacey.
100%. Now, if we had to take everything today that we talked about and you wanted to really, you know, point out some things that you want to emphasize that you think will be beneficial for the listeners, what are some things you'd like to like focus on and point out today?
Yeah. Well, if you are a W-2 employee that's looking for a breakaway, or you're a business owner already, you know, is the business that you have built, that you are building, is it what you have always dreamed of and always wanted? You have this privilege and responsibility and this opportunity to build something that you have always wanted to experience yourself. So really take that privilege and that time to design that and decide along the way if you want to make more money, if you want to have a business that runs without you, if you want to have minimal risk, if you want to increase your wealth and empower the next generation to take over, Or, you know, are you good with the lifestyle? Do you want to have a great living and live a wonderful life and accumulate wealth along the way? And you're okay with hanging your hat up at the end? I think really understanding those motivating factors and how you want to set things up really makes a huge difference. And then once you get that plan on a page, know that accountability is that key to your wealth and really your life enjoyment to be multiplied. And, you know, young moms know this with babies, business owners know this, the more structured that you are, the more that you can attain that ultimate freedom, both personally and professionally and in your business. So that accountability, that structure, that framework, that it gives you that launching pad for ultimate freedom at the end of the day. So
I love it. I love it. And I really think, you know, people need to have that framework. You need to have those core values. You need to have that mission. You know, you have to have those things intact. You know, what is your mission? What are your core values? What is the framework? You know, these are things that a lot of people don't think of, but they need to start thinking about.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be the corporate juice version of it. It can be what you want it to be, your personal core values. That's the neat part. You get to design this. There's no wrong and there's no right way, but being intentional about what you're doing with your life, because time is the only thing we can't get back. I can grow more hair. I can make more money. I can go and do all of those things. But I can't get my time back. I can't get yesterday back. So being really intentional and really getting the life and the wealth that you desire, deserve, and want to really take on in this world. You get one ride. You get one ride in this life, y'all. You get one ride. Make it count.
100%. 100%. I love this. This was an amazing podcast today. Now tell everybody about your services before we go so they know exactly what you do and what you provide for others.
Yeah. So my business is called Unboxed Advisors. We are the unicorns of the CPA world. We work with high achieving business owners to help them unlock their wealth. And part of the services I'm so privileged to talk to business owners is being their quarterback of all of their advisors that they have in their ecosystem, as well as their C-suite advisors. It's, you know, two tracks running together, your personal and your professional, and in the middle is your financial. So at Unbox Advisors, we look at the full landscape from a very holistic point of view for high achieving business owners.
I love it. Yeah. And where can people find you?
Yeah, come on out to unboxadvisors.com. Follow me on LinkedIn. I'm Catherine W. Meyer, and would love to have the conversation to save the world from overpaying the IRS one tax return at a time.
I love it. Yes, 100%.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for having me on, Stacey. This has been an awesome conversation, and I look forward to continuing it in the next episode.
Yes, me too. Me too. Oh, this has been great. Thank you so much. I love seeing you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.